There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. Mark Williams is standing by, ready, willing, and able to take your telephone calls about anything in the truck world. At our regular number, 855-660-4261, or via the email, you can shoot one to me directly at bob@boblongradio.com. Before we welcome Mark to the program, we have a number of people on hold from the previous hour for a trivia question. Trivia question was about, originally, the Mitsubishi sports car with the long name, the 3000 GT VR4. It had a sibling, a domestic vehicle, and it was manufactured by what manufacturer? It was called the Stealth. Who made the Stealth? Let's go first to John on line two, listening in Iowa on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Thank you for hanging through the news, John. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. So what do you think? Who made this vehicle known as the Stealth?
That would be Dodge.
That's right. You don't see too many of them on the roads these days. I haven't seen a Stealth for a long time.
No, me either.
How about your favorite new vehicle, price no object, and your favorite classic vehicle?
Classic would have to be a Shelby Cobra.
Very cool. Any particular engine combination?
Oh, it'd be the 427.
Very good. And as far as anything in the new car realm, anything catching your eye?
Well, price no object. It would be. It'd have to be an Aston Martin V8, V12, as long as it had a clutch pedal.
Very good. Excellent. Those are just gorgeous vehicles across the board. The latter day, I mean, even all the Aston Martins of all time are beautiful, but I'm particularly fond of the ones of the last 10, 15, 20 years. They're absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. Are you into trucks at all?
I am. I would like to actually check out a new Chevy Colorado.
I had the opportunity to drive one for a week recently, and you'll see my review up on epictimes.com in the coming weeks, and I was very, very impressed with it. We'll ask Mark Williams, he's the expert in the truck realm right off the bat, about the Colorado for you, John. So hang on for Matt. You can give him not only your name, address, and serial number, but also give him the make and model of whatever vehicle you would like to have a free Haynes manual sent to you. And we will welcome now our very special guest. He is an alumnus of Motor Trend, like myself. We were both there during the same time. And he was not only on the Motor Trend side, but he was editor-in-chief of Truck Trend magazine. Today, he is the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. Here's Mark Williams. Mark, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Bob. It's always a pleasure.
Well, it's definitely always a pleasure to have you with us here on the broadcast. So why don't we begin by talking a little bit about the vehicle that our caller, John from Iowa, referred to. And this is actually the Motor Trend Truck of the Year for 2015. I had one for a week and drove it a lot of highway miles. As a matter of fact, I had to go down and visit a business associate about 2.5-3 hours each way on the highway, and I got 25 miles to the gallon, which was pretty remarkable, and lots of creature comforts. I think they're going to do quite well with this Colorado this new midsize offering and its GMC sibling.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. There's obviously a lot of attention on these small little pickup trucks. As full-size pickup trucks have gotten bigger and certainly more expensive, a lot of manufacturers just completely walked away from these midsize and compact pickup trucks. So it's nice to see GM actually taking a step out, maybe taking a much bigger risk than a lot of people feel comfortable. Investing in a huge plant that's dedicated to making just these two pickup trucks, and then coming into a segment that's just been languishing, that people have, like we said, have walked away from and are very sketchy and tentative about. So now we have the Chevy, we have the GMC, Toyota Tacoma is the other big player in that segment, and also the Nissan Frontier. But those latter two are aging pretty badly right now. So there's a big opportunity for Chevy and GMC to make up a little ground.
Definitely. I just pulled the Monroney, which is basically the sticker for those outside the automotive journalistic world, for the vehicle that I had just a couple of weeks back. And it was indeed a 2015 Colorado four-wheel drive Z71 Cruise short box. And I can't believe it, but I actually beat the highway fuel economy numbers. This is a 17-city, 24 highway. I averaged about close to 25 miles to the gallon. 3.6-liter engine, 6-speed automatic, and lots of creature comforts, and even a spray-on bed liner, which is very unusual to see from a manufacturer.
Yeah, no, that's true. But I'm not surprised that you actually beat the EPA highway numbers, because that brand new 3.6-liter all aluminum V6 is incredibly intelligent. In fact, the computer and software program on that transmission essentially just learns how you drive over time, and if it becomes aware and starts learning your patterns on trying to save fuel, it'll actually try to be more aggressive and help you get better fuel economy. So that it's a direct injection V6 engine that can be very powerful if you want it, but that computer, like I say, is going to be very forgiving with that transmission if you want to try to stretch out those miles per gallon.
And when you look at the interior of this vehicle, much like the larger siblings, the Silverado, etc., I mean, this is not your dad's pickup truck. I mean, heated seats. Mine had the premium Bose audio system with navigation, the MyLink system. They had the hotspot connectivity in it, and a remote keyless start and four-wheel disc brakes. It was pretty loaded, and as a matter of fact, GM is really, when I look at the Monroney here, it 2-year, 24,000 mile scheduled maintenance, oil and filter change, four-wheel tire rotation. I mean, they're really giving you a lot for going out the door. Mine, well, wasn't cheap, but it was $36,710.
Well, it might shock some people to think that a fully loaded small pickup truck can weigh, or can cost as much as 35 or 36. Or if you're talking about a GMC Canyon, you can go all the way past $40,000 for a mid-sized compact pickup truck. But you're exactly right. They've stuffed so much technology and features and quality and interior soundproofing. Essentially what they've done is they've pulled a lot of the guys that were working on the new Silverado and Sierra and brought them down into this new pickup truck. So you essentially have the same strategy, the same technology, and even the same engineering that went into the bigger full-size pickup trucks stuffed into a smaller pickup truck. So all the things you're listing and all the things that you're identifying that you like in that Colorado are some of the exact same things that have made the half-ton pickup Silverado and Sierra such a huge success for GM as well.
Absolutely. We invite folks to call in at 855-660-4261. Anything in the realm of pickup trucks, Mark is one of the best in the world. So give us a call. This is Auto World. Don't go away. We're coming back with lots more.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight seems I always end up driving by.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
My name is Bob Rainier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, the only financial newsletter that provides the raw truth. It's easy to read, and it's free. Stop by InvestYourself.com. Our free newsletter will guide you through what's really affecting our markets. People have called it the best free newsletter on the planet. I think you'll agree. Go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's InvestYourself.com, InvestYourself.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Mark Williams is with us. He is the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, and we're going to be talking all things pickup truck in this hour, including taking a look ahead to some really cool vehicles. And when I think of cool pickup trucks, the one that immediately jumps into my head is the Raptor. And Ford surprised a lot of folks at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit by taking the wraps off early, a 2017 rendition, all new, of the Raptor based on the all-new aluminum bodied and intensive F-150. And boy, this one, we've already had lots of listeners write into me, Mark, and folks call in wanting to know more information. They've definitely raised the bar on an already extremely successful product. That's the thing that blows me away. In the long history of special vehicles from Ford years ago, started out with the SVT Mustang, the SVO Mustang, rather, in 84. And then, of course, we saw a lot of SVT products, including Mustangs and Cobras and the F-150 Lightning. And we look at the, there was a Focus, also SVT vehicle, Contour, number one of those as well. Now they're calling it the Ford Performance Division. But when you add up all these different offerings over the years, the biggest hit, the biggest seller was the Raptor.
Yeah, it's a fantastic and amazing truck. There's no way to describe that vehicle in any other way. It's so specialized, but is able to do so many different things that people like doing with it. That it is a truck that is in a class by itself.
Let's talk a little bit about how the new architecture, the aluminum bodied F-150. How does it help, and does it hurt the Raptor in any way? Is it all positive?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I think there probably are a lot of people out there, although you can't tell by the sales of the new F-150, but there probably are people out there who are skeptical about the use of aluminum on a pickup truck, because it typically, in people's minds, a pickup truck is a kind of a heavy-duty tool that's going to get use and abuse and it's going to have to handle a lot of hard work. And there might be some people that are skeptical about that out there. So, how that is actually going to translate into consumer sales. We've seen Ford sales, at least on the F-Series side, both with the Super Duties and the half-tons, just in the last couple of months, starting to pick up. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that both of the plants that are making the half-ton pickup trucks are fully online now. They've been in different stages of upgrade over the last probably 6 months, but now that's behind them and they can start going full blast on production on those half-tons. But I think that's the thing, the question that people have in their mind, is aluminum going to hold up the same way that my old traditional pickup truck is going to? And at least all indications and the research that they've been giving us make it seem like that it's going to be maybe one of the biggest non-issues in the auto industry. So, but eventually what happens and whether or not it actually gets adopted by the consumer in the marketplace like that is still remains to be seen. We'll see how their sales do over the next couple of months. And I think a lot of that same attitude is going to overlap into a special vehicle like the Raptor, because if anything screams abuse me and take me out in the desert, that's going to be the vehicle that says, punish me, take me out and give me everything you have, and then I'll let you know whether I can take some more. So whether that aluminum can really hold up to that abuse for a vehicle like the Raptor is going to be interesting to see. But all the numbers that they told us, just like you mentioned at the Detroit Auto Show, showing us this vehicle at least 2 years ahead of schedule, is going to be pretty interesting to see. It's going to have, obviously, because it's aluminum, it's going to weigh much less. Whether it weighs 700 pounds less or whether it weighs 500 pounds less or 400 pounds less, in some way, shape, or form, it's definitely going to weigh less. And we're being told that the new EcoBoost that's going to go into that truck is going to have more horsepower and more torque. So you're giving it a stronger engine with a lighter truck. That's going to make for an insanely fun pickup truck to drive in any way you want.
Yeah, it certainly is. And that's another surprise, too. It is indeed going to be an EcoBoost. And like the upcoming GT supercar, it won't be 8 cylinders. It will be a V6.
Yeah, exactly. That seems to be the invested powertrain strategy decision that Ford is is continuing to go full speed on. The whole EcoBoost has been a huge hit for them, especially on the pickup truck side. And from what we're hearing, it's also going to start translating into the heavier duty. The F-250 and F-350 one-tons could possibly get some kind of EcoBoost powertrain as well. So they're going full steam ahead in that. But the thing that I don't want to forget to mention with this new Raptor is that they're going to bring out a paddle-shifting 10-speed transmission with this new Raptor that's never been seen before in any other pickup truck, but eventually will make its way into all the other pickup truck offerings from Ford. So all other F-150s will eventually be getting the high-performance paddle-shifting 10-speed transmission that we're going to see in the Raptor in 2017.
Amazing. 10 speeds, Mark. I remember when it was a big deal when it went from 3-speed to 4-speed to 5-speed to 6-speed. Now all of a sudden we're seeing these amazing gearboxes like this one, 10-speed automatic. How about the look of this 2017 Raptor? It certainly had a very muscular stance, a very cool look in Detroit. Do you think that will follow into its production form?
Yeah, I think they're going to be very, very conscious of trying to continue that very dynamic and very muscular shape, just like you described, into this new Raptor. That's part of the definition of what people think of when they go after a Raptor, when they look at a Raptor, or when they aspire to buy a Raptor. That bigger, more muscular shoulder on the over the front wheels and over the rear wheels, with the wider width in the truck as well because of the changes to that suspension, I think are going to be ingrained in that truck and are going to have to continue. If there's 10 generations of this Raptor, it's always going to have to look more muscular and stronger than the half-ton brother.
So true. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Or you can email us up at bob@boblongradio.com. We'll throw out another trivia question here. Why don't we make it kind of a truck-oriented question? All right, let's throw out this question. Well, we'll wait. How do you like that? We'll keep people waiting with bated breath here. We're going to come up with a really cool truck question. Maybe we'll even confer with Mark Williams from PickupTrucks.com, and we're going to challenge you on the other side. So get ready to dial in at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World, the Go Away.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing.
Scratching and biting.
Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problem, constantly licking his feet. It keeps me up at night.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days.
Tons of energy. No more bad smells.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's July with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
This is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you driving that Cadillac there?
Okay, we're ready with a pickup truck question, and it's a tough one. So it's Studebaker, believe it or not. Studebaker made pickup trucks way back when. This was the first Studebaker pickup truck after World War II, and it was an alphabetical series number. So what was the alphanumeric series of the Studebaker half-ton pickup truck? You know, for example, was it the A series, the D series, the Z series? What was it? That's a tough question, but we'll throw it out there anyway. We'll come back with an easier one a little later on in this half hour. Mark Williams is with us. He's the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, and Mark, another vehicle that we've got to hear about, and can't wait to hear about the updates coming for 2016 with the Tacoma. Now, the Tacoma has really had the small pickup truck market to itself. I know a number of folks who just love the Tacoma as a pickup truck, but they didn't have the competitors they have now from Chevy and GMC. But what can we expect with the new one for 2016?
Yeah, that also was revealed at Detroit and got a lot of attention because it's been a long time since we've seen any significant changes. They've done a couple of exterior and cosmetic changes, as well as kind of revamping the interior, bringing it a little more up to date about 5 or 6 years ago, but nothing significant. So when you have something like the Chevy Colorado and GMC Canyon coming into the segment as a completely brand new top of the line type of pickup truck from an engineering standpoint, the vehicles like the Nissan and like the Toyota that haven't had a lot of changes are clearly going to have more pressure on them. In fact, I think this new Tacoma was pulled forward. Toyota wanted to push it off for another year, but because of all the attention that Chevy and GMC is bringing to this segment, they had to pull it forward. But it's a big deal. They've upgraded and modified the frame. They've completely redone the interior. They've had to make it a much quieter vehicle. They're talking about a brand new new technology engine that's going to go into it to give it more horsepower and more better fuel economy, which everybody needs. And then they're also trying to do as much weight savings as possible. They're not going to aluminum, but they're going to try to come up with some other either composite materials that'll save weight, or things in the interior that should help save weight as well too. So this is going to be a big deal, because they've been the player that everybody has had to default to if you wanted a mid-sized pickup truck to play around with. It's not a perfect truck, and chances are it's going to be a much better truck than they have right now, but it's definitely going to be a better competitor against the new Colorado and the new Canyon that's out there.
Yeah, and again, much beloved. So let's throw out that trivia question again. It's a tough one. We also invite callers, if you have a question for Mark Williams, editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, we would love to hear from you. The question is about Studebaker, and they made a series of trucks after World War II. It was an alphanumeric name. For example, it was the A2 series, but what was the correct one? That's a tough, funky question. I don't know why I went there. Should have consulted with Mark. Let's go to Bob in Missouri. Bob, how are you doing? Thank you very much for calling in. Bob in Missouri, listening on KSIS. Welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. Do you know the answer to this funky trivia question I've got about Studebaker and their trucks, or you got a question for Mark?
Well, I think I got a shot at the question. I'm not real certain about it, but I'm going to say the Studebaker S series.
The Studebaker S series. You are so close. It was actually the R series, so very, very close. But I'll tell you, the fact that you came that close, we're going to give you a prize anyway. So,
well, thank you.
What's your favorite new vehicle and your favorite classic vehicle?
The new one would be the Cadillac ATS.
Oh, very cool. Okay.
And my favorite classic is the 1963 split-window Corvette, because that's the year I was born.
Very cool. Can't go wrong with that. How about yourself? Have you ever owned a pickup truck? Are you into trucks at all?
I have one of the first series Colorados. I have an 04.
Oh, very good. And how was it done for you?
It's a wonder. Still a good old truck today. I've had it ever since 2004, bought it brand new, and I really like it. It's still a good truck today. I still enjoy driving it quite well.
Excellent. Would you consider the new Colorado if you needed to replace it?
Absolutely. I think they look great.
So, Mark, you see a loyal Colorado owner here. Definitely.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Well, Bob, hang on the line, and again, you got the funky question right. It was called, actually, the 2RS series, so the R series pickup trucks from Studebaker, and give producer Matt not only your name, address, and normal stuff, but also the year, make, and model of whatever car or truck you'd like to have a Haynes manual sent to you free of charge. Mark, hate to put you on the spot here, but let's have you come up with a much easier trivia question here for our listeners, because that was just a stupid, ridiculously hard one. So let's make it a little easier.
Well, we're talking about the Raptor a little bit. Let's go. What was the first model year for the Raptor? Not the year that it was introduced and we saw it in the media, but what was the first model year that actually came out?
See, I should have gone to you the first time around. 855-660-4261. You too, like Bob in Missouri, who came so close with the Studebaker question, and I gave him a prize. You too can have a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage and a Haynes manual just by picking up the phone and give us a call at the number 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Let's talk about another very important pickup truck. Fred Diaz has been a close personal friend of mine for a lot of years. He's always been a big fan of my my radio work over the years, and was at Chrysler and for more than 25, and was really instrumental in making Ram what it is today. And he kind of shocked a lot of people, and he moved over to Nissan just a little while back. And I know that Fred is mighty proud of this new Nissan pickup truck, which was also shown in Detroit, the 2015 Nissan Titan XD. Tell our listeners all about this vehicle, Mark.
Yeah, this is obviously a very, very important truck for Nissan, because it replaces the truck that they entered the American half-ton market with, the Titan. And that vehicle has kind of been a mixed blessing to them. It allowed them to get their foot in the door. And even, I think, some of the sales numbers that at its very peak, when that vehicle was selling, when a lot of pickup trucks were selling in the States, but probably almost about 10 years ago, they were selling as many as 50 or 60,000 of those Titans a year, which is a pretty good measure by any standard. But in the last couple of years, it's basically just fallen off the cliff. They can't even sell 1,000 of those trucks a month now, which puts them at the bottom of the barrel as far as monthly sales. So they had to do something dramatic. And I think one of the first steps, just like you mentioned, in the direction of taking this segment much more seriously was going after Fred, pulling him away from Ram and dropping him right in the middle. Now, his responsibilities, admittedly, are all vehicles that are cars and trucks that are mm-hmm. sold in the U.S., but with his deep background, both on the sales side and on the marketing side and on the production side of the Ram pickup trucks, that I think that was a great choice, and at least from our side of it, it looks like it's going to turn out pretty well.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll continue to talk a little bit more about the Titan. We've got Mark's trivia question, the first production year for the Ford Raptor. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. You've got a free prize waiting for you. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone. InvestYourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, and I guarantee this is the only newsletter that provides the truth, it's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at investyourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to investyourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's investyourself.com, investyourself.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. Heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bid.co. BIT.co, BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I was
would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the
Mark
story of the hot
with
rod
us from PickupTrucks.com. And Mark has actually called on you folks. He's thrown out a trivia question. We've had a number of folks either call in or email in, but so far we don't have any winners. Mark, why don't you reiterate your question one more time?
Yeah, I just wanted to know exactly what the model year was. So not the year that we first started seeing it in the media, but the model year of the first Raptor. It's not a question that goes back into the decade. It's not that, shouldn't be that long ago, but yeah, just the first model year. And whether people know it or not, that would have been only a super cab configuration. So it would have been the extended cab model with the 5.4 liter V8. But what was the year that that Raptor was introduced, the first model year?
Excellent question. 855-660-4261 or bob@boblongradio.com. We've been talking to Mark about all things pickup truck, including the upcoming Raptor from Ford, the new 2016 Tacoma from Toyota, and most recently here we've been talking about the Titan. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Titan, but first, Mark, what can folks find at PickupTrucks.com if they've never logged on, if they haven't visited? What kind of things can they find?
Well, we try to stay focused on pickup trucks or anything that works like a pickup truck. So we try to stay current with all the most recent news about what's going on, and we also spend a lot of time and energy and effort putting together category and segment comparison tests. So we have, for the midsize segment, we've got a new test coming up next month that are going to take all the midsize pickup trucks, all the brand new 2015 pickup trucks, and compare them head-to-head with more than a dozen tests, and then we're going to see which one is going to come out on top. But we've done the same thing with heavy-duty trucks for towing and the same thing for half-ton pickup trucks, and we look at fuel economy and drag strip quarter-mile times, and just about every way we can test these pickup trucks, we try to find out as much data as possible and then present that in the stories that we publish on the site.
Fantastic. The Titan, as you pointed out, they went after a good guy, Fred Diaz, the folks at Nissan, to tap into his expertise on both the car side and the truck side. Fred was really the man behind the Rams, Ram division becoming what it is today. And another thing that Fred really loves is diesels. And in this new Titan, we're going to see a diesel offering. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, they've done something pretty dramatic and interesting, I think. The Titan XD. So the XD is going to stand for heavy duty. So they're going to come out with a Titan in the half-ton pickup truck segment, but they're going to offer kind of a normal half-ton configuration, and they're going to offer a Titan XD, which is kind of a stronger, heavier duty frame half-ton pickup truck. So they're not going to make a three-quarter-ton pickup truck. They're not going to try to compete with Ford, Chevy, GMC, and Ram in that department. But in the half-ton segment, they're going to split this and come out with these Titan XDs that are going to have, when they come on for sale at the end of this year, a 5-liter V8 turbocharged Cummins that should offer more than 500 foot-pounds of torque. So that's enough power and strength to give people who need to tow or carry heavy loads more than they need, and they get that Cummins name slapped right on the side of the truck. So very, very unique strategy and decision, but maybe, yeah, just like you say, if you know Fred Diaz and you know where he comes from, he's very familiar with the Cummins names and Cummins name, and also very familiar with what trucks have to do to make their customers happy.
We got a question here from Henry. Henry is listening in South Carolina, and Henry wants to know about the Toyota big truck, which is, of course, called the Tundra. He says that he's considering purchasing a Tundra, but he is now questioning his choice after hearing us talk a little bit about some of the things going on in the pickup truck marketplace. How would Mark compare the Tundra to the F-150 as well as the other offerings from both General Motors and Ram?
Yeah, in just December, we did a huge comparison test. We restricted it to crew cabs, half-ton pickup trucks, 4 full-size doors, V8 engines, 4-wheel drive. So we took the best offerings from all the manufacturers with those criteria. Now, Toyota sent us their TRD Pro package Tundra, which is an amazing off-road package. It doesn't quite parallel the Ford Raptor, obviously, but it does do a great job of putting some high-performance shocks, big wheels and tires, and a very sporty-looking package together. If you like to do that kind of backcountry exploring or even, you know, kind of high-speed desert running. But for the comparison test that we had, where we did towing and we did fuel economy and we did track testing, and then we also had some judges looking at every one of these vehicles in 5 different categories. I'll tell you, we didn't have a Nissan Titan, so that was removed right out of the category. They decided not to play. But the Toyota finished last in our half-ton comparison. It did a couple of things very well, but compared to the new Chevy and the GMC, which I believe came in 1 and 2, because of a brand new 6.2 liter V6 and 8-speed transmission that they both offer now, the Toyota just couldn't keep up with its aging 5.7 liter V8. Still a good engine and still a great truck. They make some great trim packages and offer some nice features, but as far as the state of the art right now, especially with this new 2015 F-150 coming into the game, they need to do something dramatic. Now, with all that said, you can get some great deals at the right dealership on a Toyota because they're scrambling like crazy to sell every one of those Tundras they can to make room for the new ones that are coming. So that might be the best value option that you have. It's still a good truck, but just doesn't meet the bar that are set now by the other newer trucks.
And when are we going to see the next update on the Tundra? Is it not that far off?
Well, just like they did with the Tacoma, my guess is, and we haven't heard anything official yet, but my guess is they're working pretty hard right now to pull that refresh. That's the next upgrade that they have coming for the Tundra. They're identifying it as a refresh and not a redesign. But that refresh is going to be pulled forward probably by 2018, it will be probably the 2018 model year. So So it's still a ways away. That's a huge money investment that Toyota is being very careful about, especially after spending so much money on the Tacoma upgrade. But from what we're hearing, the refresh for the Tundra is still a few years away.
Very good. We may have a winner here. I just came in via email. The gentleman's name is Gordon, and Gordon is listening in New Hampshire, and he is saying 2010 was the first year for the Raptor. Is that correct, Mark?
Yeah, spot on the money.
That's what I thought. Congratulations, Gordon. You didn't send me via email your vehicle, so please do that. Just shoot it off to Bob at BobLongRadio.com, year, make, and model of your vehicle, and we'll hook you up with a Haynes manual in addition to the prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Let's talk a little bit more about sporty pickup trucks. In addition to the Raptor, it seems to me that there's a bit of a marketplace for of a high-performance truck. I mean, they're, well, of course, Power Wagon, we should touch on that. I suppose that is your alternative if you don't want the Raptor for off-roading. The Power Wagon is a good performance alternative, Mark.
Yeah, it's an amazing vehicle. It's based on a 3/4-ton Dodge Ram pickup truck and has all of the kind of hardcore off-road technology and performance that a small little Jeep Wrangler would have. So you've got disconnecting sway bars front and rear. You've got locking differentials front and rear. You've got a huge, powerful, low-end bias engine and powertrain, a great transfer case, and huge wheels and tires that can climb over any rocks. Now, it's not the kind of all-around decathlete that you have with the Raptor that does slow rock crawling as well as high-performance desert running, but it still does a lot of that off-road stuff incredibly well.
Yeah, this question comes as a result of an email that I just received from Randy in Connecticut just about 10 minutes ago, and Randy is saying that he loved the F-150 Lightning, and he wished somebody would build something like that today. Is there anything out there that's even close, Mark?
Not now, but we can always keep our fingers crossed. And if we make enough noise, they'll make it happen.
You got it. Mark, thank you so much, my friend, for being a part of this hour of Auto World. We'll get you back with us real soon.
Perfect. Thank you, Bob. Always a pleasure.
That's going to do it for this hour. Don't forget to pick up. Check out pickuptrucks.com. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.